Seattle poet Myrna Ann Hecht says right now Americans are worried about what they have to lose by admitting more refugees. She wants to change the conversation to what refugees are giving back. Hecht has been working with teenage refugees at Foster High School in Tukwila, helping them write poetry in a new language. She says it's an anxious time for them. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
In the Tukwila School District, over 80% of the students are immigrants and refugees. It's a community that is acutely aware of the larger debate over allowing refugees to enter the U.S. The students at Foster High School recently posed for an open-air photo in which they spelled the words "refugees welcome" in multiple languages.
Since the rhetoric has been full of such hatred and fear, I have definitely felt more anxiety and restlessness in the classroom.
For the past 6 years, Myrna Hecht has been working with these students to write poetry, which she says is the deepest way for them to explain what they left behind. This year is the biggest yet, she says. Their poems are being published by a local press, Chatwin Books. Not only are they about to become published authors, they've also recorded their poems and practiced reading to an audience. On this day, the students are getting their first glimpse of the book's illustrated cover. The book, Our Table of Memories, is a celebration of food across the miles. Students have written poems about the meals they remember and the people who made them. Hecht says the theme of food turned out to be a meaningful one.
But I had no idea how deep and intimate I should have known, but I didn't. The connection of food to country, to culture, to grandparents, to gardens, to festivals would be.
Hecht even brought in kitchen utensils to help the students with their vocabulary. But food for these students is also about loss. So Hecht says there's a darker side to the poems, too.
Scarcity, hunger, food rationing in refugee camps, the consequences of war on enough to eat or not enough to eat.
Malak Abdallah is 19 years old. In her poem, My Father's Kitchen, she describes the saffron and tamarind in her father's cooking as she reads aloud in class.
I can feel the love of my father's hand. I can feel his hard work.
And also the tenderness in his manner as he made fish for her.
I wrote the poem about my father. My father was Yemeni. So when he passed away, I missed everything that he used to cook. So that's why I wrote that poem.
Her father died 2 years ago. Now Abdallah lives in Tukwila with her mother. Her Muslim hijab or headscarf only brought her unwelcome attention once, but it was right after she arrived in Seattle.
When I came here first, I went to downtown, and some old man was talking bad stuff about Muslim, and he says that we are all terrorists, and he tried to pull out my hijab.
What did you do?
Nothing, but the police cop was around the place and he saved me.
Were you scared?
So much. And that time I didn't know any English. I couldn't protect myself.
Luckily, she says, that scare was an isolated incident. These days, her English is great, and in the melting pot of Foster High School, she says most of her friends are Asian. She wants to be a dentist when she grows up.
Everyone that I met in the United States was so friendly. People in here, they want to know us. They are so interested to know us and know about our stories.
One of her classmates is 14-year-old Abdurrahman Abdi. He came from Somalia after several years in a refugee camp near the Kenyan border. He says American fears of refugees are misplaced.
I think it's not fair for the people that are in the refugee camps because they're coming to America just to get a better life.
In his poem, Abdi writes about arriving at one of the largest refugee camps in the world. He says the institutional food tasted of bitterness.
They gave us what I like to call a jail food, because we used to it, and then our little sisters and brothers would eat it.
In the poem, The Food of My Country, his mother's dedication to cooking traditional food in the refugee camp and in the U.S. becomes heroic.
In America, we still cook our Somalian food. It travels with us wherever we go. It's the taste of home.
Here in the U.S., Abdi's mother anchors their household while his father works as a long-haul truck driver. In his spare time, Abdi helps with his younger siblings, and he plays basketball and American football, two things he never heard of until arriving here over a year ago.
One thing that I really like here is playing sports. Over there, I actually didn't know that there was a basketball. There, I didn't know there was a football.
For Abdi, American sports plus Somali food means contentment. In addition to poetry, the book Our Table of Memories contains recipes and illustrations. It will be for sale at area bookstores. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.